22.3. EDE 01150520250805NB, audio. I think I have a new lead. This morning I wondered how to transmit results with a high level of confidence. One answer to this question is to repeat the propellant analysis in the context of this instrument. This allowed me to discover a new avenue for the release sketches. The device will be round. It will join the cylinder at the top. Two small compression shoes will hold it in place. There will be four projectiles during the launch-ready tests. Part of the entire release will be submerged in the propellant, thus cooling the entire non-submerged part. For now, I assume the liquid temperature remains stable. Four culverts will guide the balls toward the center of the submerged device. A small cylindrical chute will slow the ball before its complete release, and also allow it to cool even further, bringing it closer to the liquid temperature. Imagine this cylinder as a compression passage. It remains to be seen whether the speed conditions will be constant in what I will call the pre-launch phase. There will also be four electromagnets, however, these will not be in contact with the ball. I know that people are currently wondering why not do a manual launch of the projectiles. The reasons are related to safety. I want to keep the inspector away from the probe and also allow him to visually analyze each of the tests without unnecessary constraints. I believe that here we are at level 2 of the project and that we must build this prototype. I also want to mention that each of the tests will be recorded. Video camera, acquisition system, and others are on the table and being analyzed. This short text is related to the EDED-71 sketch which is to come. That's all for now. Coming soon. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, kidnapped in September 2007. This May 15, 2025.